Okay, Oliver, I'd like you to introduce yourself, please, and pronounce your last name for me. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Hi, my name is Oliver Ranzmann. I'm from Germany, from the northeast part. I'm near located to Berlin, which the area is Brandenburg.
I love the way you say that. Now, what are you doing here in Iowa for the World Food Prize event?
Yeah, it was a very spontaneous invitation because I'm a Monsanto customer since 2 years. And about two weeks ago, it was an invitation by Monsanto to come to first St. Louis to visit some Monsanto facilities and to have some discussions and informations there, and then to join these event here. And so that's the reason why I'm here.
Tell me a little bit about your agricultural operation.
Yes, actually, we are doing in Brandenburg, the little village called Zedenik. We have a biogas plant with our own farmery. So we are managing about 400 hectare, which is about 1,000 acres, I guess. So there we have half rye and half maize, corn. And we use the whole plant. We're not only using the grain. We just take the whole plant and make it very, very short, and then we put it in our biogas plant and producing methane gas. Mm-hmm. And this methane gas is the fuel for our machineries, and they are producing the electricity, and so we put these electricity we put directly into the net for people's purpose.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the role of agriculture in being able to supply some of the energy needs for the world?
I think if you take a look, I mean, of course, I can bestly take a look to my own plant, and it's we use about 30 tons a day. Mm-hmm. And with this 30 tons a day by renewable plants, we are producing 500 kilowatt electricity per hour. Mm-hmm. So that means in 24 hours you have 12,000 kilowatt electricity producing, which is quite a bunch for a lot of houses using our electricity. So, and also the output of heat we have because of our machinery. We're producing about 500 kilowatt per hour also heat, which we are using for our own home facility or for our farm facilities to heat up. You know, German winters also can be cold. And so this makes it a round circle. So to produce energy like this, we just using less 90% oil. And I think this is a great advantage for all.
Mm-hmm. Now, here at the World Food Prize, and I guess you took part in the Truth About Trade and Technology kind of forum, a discussion this morning. What did you think about that, being able to interact with producers from all over the world?
Yeah, it's in that way, of course, it's very interesting for me because I just became a BT mice producer since 2 years. And of course, the reason was to buy or to seed BT mice because of the corn borer. Mm-hmm. So we have not all areas from Germany. I mean, I think it's just the south of Germany, Bayern and Baden-Württemberg, and where I am located, Brandenburg. These are the areas where the corn borer is settled right now. And we had it, or we saw it 3 years ago, that maybe 30-40% of our seeds of our plants were infected by these corn borers. So we had to do something. And it was a very, very fast way that we came to, or Monsanto just made us the offer. I'm a farmer, but on the other hand, I'm a businessman, of course. And I have to see how how my plants, of course, is working. And I have just my ground is 400 hectares, I said. Mm-hmm. And I of course, have to make the best product production on my ground to feed my plant, and so that makes it very. And I saw that of course we had this problem with the corn borer, but this BT mice just faced it. And I mean, but not everybody in Germany has this problem. And then you have to take a look to Brandenburg also, because we have very, very sandy ground. And we have also problems with periods of droughtness. And that also makes it very difficult for us, because when I take a look to my productivity, so when I have looked to my crop, I have maybe... I told you I used the whole plant, so mm-hmm. it's about 35 tons per hectare, and it's okay for me. But when I take a look to west parts of Germany, like North Rhine-Westphalia, Münster, Düsseldorf, those areas, or Bremen, they have 80 tons mm-hmm. Per hectare, and this is of course a lot of difference. And so if I'm just not using BT mice, I have 30-40% less productivity, and this is, I can't afford it.
What do you see from your fellow farmers in Germany or in Europe as far as acceptance of genetically modified BT types of crops?
Yeah, this is really the problem in Germany, because if you get informations like I have right now here, like this all event here, you see that the research and the development is much, much more further than the education it is in Germany. I mean, here the people have experiences since 15 years or more by growing BT corns, whatever. And we have it just only 2 years, and in Germany it's a political pressure, because German people are very, very focused on keeping nature clean, and they say it, and they. I mean, behavior and to say something, of course, are different, but they have difficulties in their mind, I guess. If you see, or let me say it in other words, if you take a look to German television and you see documentaries, which is now very popular because of those theme came off BT crops, mm-hmm. everything, and you have a kind of documentary where the people say if you are seeding BT corn, you have to use more herbicide, and this is something you get on television. I mean, and this is the information which is that sprays out in the people's mind, and so there's a lot of work to do to convince people, to educate the people, to get more and better information to the press. At Monsanto, they told me a Spiegel journalist from a very famous magazine from Germany, which this the Spiegel, and the Spiegel is very, in Germany very famous by being very critical. And I'm really looking forward to read this article. So I then when I read this, if I read this article, I'm maybe in a better mood to tell you what the people's opinion is. Maybe then it's hard to say because 30% of the farmers have the problem with the corn borer, I told you. Mm-hmm. So 70% German farmers don't have the problem. So, and I don't know if it is the people's mind. If you don't have a problem, maybe you don't see why should you do something which is a little bit manipulating the nature, mm-hmm. I guess.
But if you're talking about things where you could use less pesticides, you could grow more, have higher yields on less land, it seems like this is good for the environment.
Of course, it's good for the environment. I of course see the advantages, and I don't know. I'm just a farmer. I'm not a political man, and I'm. It's really. I think it's also. I don't understand why government is not supporting those farmers too much. I mean, in Germany, you have to be registered by internet that you are a BT farmer. It makes people, it's like a brand mark in Germany that the people, that activists are coming to your field and you have damage. I mean, this crop this year at my home, at my place, my ground was damaged by activists. So we had iron sticks in the field and spoons and knives in the grain, and they put it in the plant. And I mean, it's in one way, of course, it's, you can't understand why people are doing that, and on the other hand, it's also very dangerous. I mean, and we don't know. I mean, we just take all those distances to natural reserves, like you have to do 700 meters to a natural reserve and do the first 20 meters and 30%. You also, and I mean, I can invite those guys to look at my ground, and they see the 30% of mice conventional, and they see the other, of course. And when you take a look to the 30% conventional mice, you see the damage of corn borer and everything. And this is, I don't understand. I mean, and everybody's talking about monoculturing, and of course, also, if we take a look to this event here, to that you also take ground away for food production, because I'm an energy producer, but then I think it's much more important to have an absolutely efficiency, productivity on a hectare if you take a look to food production.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Oliver. Very interesting insights. It sounds like you're a very courageous farmer to be able to put up with that.
Maybe you're
a trendsetter. Maybe you'll be able to get some... educate some people over there.
Yes, I think so. I have to do it. Maybe it's my job to do this, yes?
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you
very much, Oliver. I want to get a picture of you before you run off.